The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Listen, Nettie,
yes.
who have you got for this? You're really bringing us good guests, but, you know.
I try.
Yeah, but sometimes.
This month there were so few good ones available, that's the problem. So few.
Oh,
I
okay.
say there weren't any, did
right.
I? I'm trying to remember what it was that you just said about Hacks. How did you just describe him?
Hacks?
A weird bloke, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. So I was just going to pick that phrase up. So this month I've brought a weird bloke with me.
Right, right.
Yeah?
He's got a T-shirt, actually. It says weird bloke on the back.
Lucky enough to be a client.
Luckily, Hacks, none of us are influencers, so this isn't damaging your reputation at all.
Thank God for that.
No, I've brought Hacks along this time because, you know, Hacks is like so many people. He's got a great little business. Mm. It's growing. He's got different things going on, and I think it's a great time to talk about what's going on in business, how he finds business, and what he's doing.
Absolutely.
And I think he's also a name that's quite well known locally.
Locally, is Hacks one of those influencers, isn't he?
People because go, what's his name? What's his real name? We go, Hacks.
Well, I did use his real name right at the start of the show, and he got the right ump for me. He went, no, don't do that.
I think there's probably only Kay can use that, isn't it, as a telling off.
Word. Yes, yeah. Michael. It's usually Michael. That's it.
Michael.
Exactly that tone.
I know, girls are trained for that tone. We know, we can
it
do
it. Scares the willies out of me.
Michael!
Michael! See, that's it. See, but Hacks. Generally
known. Welcome to the Bunker Show, Hacks. It's
Thank
a
you.
Pleasure to see you, as always. And we know how busy you've been recently, and you've got loads of things going on. But for the two people in Kent that don't know you and what you do, why don't you just give us a quick overview of what you do, Prisma Broadcasting?
I help businesses communicate their message to their audiences, primarily using video. But we also use all sorts of other channels that all tie into the deployment of video.
Right, okay. So give us a bit of your background. How did you get into this? What made you get into it? How long have you been doing it? You know, how many months?
How many months? Well, I was a photographer many, many years ago, and then that went into becoming a videographer, as it were.
Yeah.
And then because I come from Africa, I was lucky enough to get a couple of gigs on location out there and started working for the History Channel, Animal Planet and Nat Geo. And then went on from there being a cameraman, then eventually a cameraman director, and then eventually director-producer. Then when I came back, very early 2000s, back to the UK, I suddenly saw a gap because video was becoming of age, as it were, on the internet.
Sure. Yep.
And thought, well, okay, why don't I use my documentary skills to help businesses tell their story?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because then I felt corporate films and videos were quite staid and, you know, unimaginative, really.
It's something that suddenly just mushroom, doesn't it? And again, based on technology, because we all walk around with a video camera in our pockets. I mean, years ago, I owned a video camera, yeah? And when you went on holiday, you got it out, you tried to find the batteries, you tried to find the charger, you recharged the batteries, you took it on holiday, you filmed the kids for 5 minutes, then you put it away and forgot about it for a couple of years again. And that was it. That was about the use of video. Now, because we all carry a video camera with us, it's kind of taken off. But you can get all kinds of nonsense.
Well, when I came on the show a few years ago now, it must almost be 3 years ago now, I was talking about the fact that video is actually becoming more popular.
Yeah.
Now it is popular. People have actually grabbed hold of it.
Yeah.
But the danger of what's happening now is that people are scrolling through just as quickly on from stills pictures on video because there's two things that are happening. Video is not engaging and it's not entertaining. So,
I get to the point, otherwise I get in trouble because when I go to bed, I tend to read on my phone for a little while, yeah? And if I'm scrolling through anything and a video comes on, I get at the elbow and turn it off. So I actually do scroll straight past the videos without even looking so that they don't auto-turn on.
Subtitles as well, aren't they, at the moment? Because that's a big stat about, I think social media is pushing video a lot more now, algorithms wise.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't actually turn the sound on. A lot of people listen to their video without the sound on.
Yeah. I personally have a little bugbear about that. I actually get 100% the use of subtitle or captions. And I have used them quite often when I can't turn sound up and so forth. But if you're going to make a video and you're going to rely on captions, you are missing out on one-third of the most powerful thing about video, and that is sound.
Mm.
You know, and sound, it needs to be both. When you mix sound with visuals, we take on board information so much faster.
Mm.
So I think that if you do that and allow yourself to do that and lean into it, then I think you're missing an opportunity. Yes, tease people at the beginning, tell them what the content is, where they can read it. But it's so easy now to save a video to watch later. Mm-hmm. And if the content is engaging enough, you will save it. I do. I've got about 30 videos on my save thing on Facebook that I know I'll go back to when I have a cup of tea or whatever, and I'll sit down and watch them.
You can put them into collections now as well, haven't you? If you say something you want to watch about business or a person, you can split it into where you want to put it. So it's really simply done.
Exactly. So there's a school for thought that you must have it captioned, but I personally think that you're encouraging people to disengage.
Mm. Yeah, and the worst thing you can do is to use the free YouTube one where it just makes words up. It just puts it tries and guesses at what you're saying, and it very often gets it wrong, and terribly wrong.
That'd be a fun one to look at.
Yeah, that's probably
it's no good if you've got dyslexia, I tell you.
So let's kind of explore this more, because you're absolutely right. The last time you came on and talked to us, you warned us that video was going to come, and we need to, and that prophecy has come true, big time. It's all about video now. A huge amount of interaction is about video. One of the things for me, looking at a lot of the stuff we get, and I divide this into two things. You get selfie videos, which I find they're just frivolous things that we all, a bit to camera, just say hello, no, we're very nice or whatever. They're not really that big a deal. Then you get proper stories or interviews or informational things presented in a video format. What fascinates me, and I want to hear your views on this, is looking at markets. We've talked about influencers, and I made reference earlier to blogs and things like that. The print industry has been completely renovated by technology, and by that I mean that even print newspapers now make most of their money online. Yeah, it's all clickbait stuff. The newspaper, you might as well give it away, because nobody, it's just out of date by the time you get it anyway. So they've all had to migrate to online. It's all about blogs. It's all about that kind of stuff. Radio has radically changed. Still a fantastic medium, but again, it's moved to the internet. It's FM. If you look at across the whole spectrum of radio, that even the big radio groups are shedding staff. They don't do local radio anymore. They're moving away from it because the business models don't work. At the same time, there's a million new internet radio stations, all with their own niches. And I think TV and video is going the same way. Yeah, the BBC just make me laugh. They've come out with this killer in the last couple of days that they're going to remove free licences from old people. I mean, they're bloody lucky they get a licence at all, let alone, removing free ones. It's ridiculous. The model of TV has changed. Satellite changed that a lot. But the internet and Netflix has changed it even more. What do you see in terms of, I know TV isn't video and video isn't TV necessarily, but what do you see in that whole marketplace? Having got it right a few years ago, I want to know what you think is where it's going now.
Well, you mentioned when you gave a shout out just now about stories.
Yeah.
Stories are the quickest way and the easiest way to get us engaged into things. We just heard Bird's story about her competition just recently. Stories will engage us all the time.
Yeah.
So there's no, we need to lean into that and do that. But if you look, TV gets it right.
Yeah.
You've got to look at TV to find out how they're engaging, how they're getting bums on seats.
Yeah.
And if you listen, it's all about the tease, it's all about the way in which it's pitched and everything like that. If you look towards that, then you can't go wrong, really.
Right.
People like Russell Brand and a couple of the other really good actors and actresses, they're all putting opinion posts up. And they're all influencing with their phones, and they're just sitting there talking. But if you look at that in the way they're doing it interestingly.
Yeah.
And you end up watching, yes, okay, they're celebrity, and you've got to get over that hurdle, as it were. But it's all It's all about engagement. We've got 7 seconds, they say now, to for someone to actually make up a mind, or are they going to just scroll through?
Yeah.
So if it's, you know, if you come online in the car and you say, oh, I've just, you know, been to the gym and whatever, or I'm going to wait for Jack so-and-so to come online a minute and whatever, you've lost them.
Yeah.
You've lost them. They've gone already. But if you engage with really super tantalizing content right from the beginning, you will engage.
Do you think there is a time limit in anything? You know, I've read once, and you'll be able to tell me this if this is true or not. I read once that the reason that a TV program is 30 minutes long is when the BBC first launched, they were the first television station in the world in 1923. That was the longest piece of tape they had.
That's exactly why. 26 seconds, 26
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah.
Because you knew a beta tape was 30 minutes.
Yeah. But is there a thing now where, you know, we talk about people's attention span being shorter? Is there an optimal size? Just while you're thinking about that, I used to work for Goldman Sachs, the investment bank. Goldman Sachs do a weekly video, which they post on Twitter, which is an interview. And it's an interview between a professional interviewer and one of their specialists. And they'll talk about a particular, you know, like exotics or foreign exchange or whatever, or the bond market. And they do 10-minute videos of that. I find them interesting because it's a soundbite that you can absorb, yeah, without having, you know, you can take in the information, think about the information, and it's there. Do you have any feelings on the optimal size of these kind of things?
I think it's going to get longer.
Yep.
Facebook are pushing all of us now to start making longer, long-tail content.
Right.
Simply because they want to have, and they will promote, videos that they can then advertise or provide advertising around.
Right.
It's part of their model.
Right.
But at the same time, yes, you can tease, but if you get your strategy right, get them, again, coming back to websites,
yeah.
have the long-tail content on your website and tease in social media with a trailer. Why not? TV does it all the time. You know, they say, you know, watch Killing Eve or whatever, and it's a fantastic, really, you know, high-impact advert, and it encourages you, oh, get a basin full of that, and you'll go and watch it.
Yeah.
And now with TV, you don't have to wait till 9 o'clock on a Sunday evening. You can watch it on catch-up. So we can change the way in which we view everything.
Mm.
So long-tail content, as it was in the written state, and when Google started to respond more to long-tail blogs and everything like that, the same will happen with video.
Mm.
And that will, in a way, separate the wheat from the chaff, because to make long videos,
you need content.
Yes, but you also have to plan it. You have to keep the viewer engaged. And our eyes, our brains, automatically start to disengage from something that's more than 4 seconds long.
Mm.
So we need the visual to change suitably for us to maintain interest. And then if you lose the audio, and going back to the caption aspect, then you're going to disengage much, much quicker.
I'm just thinking about that. Technically, if you've got, you know, like the standard interview, TV interview, where you've got an interviewer and an interviewee, and you've got that, you've got to, you know, change it. How do you change it? You know, you've got 30 minutes of interview, but after 4 seconds, they're still sat in the same place. What do you do?
You find ways, cutaways, you come back to the interview.
Right,
look at the news gathering, the ENG format.
Yeah.
You know, you get someone that's being interviewed, but there is a cutaway of the interviewer, and they may be just nodding their head.
Yeah.
But sometimes they'll ask a question.
Mm.
And if you look in real terms, they'll ask that question, and then after the contributor's gone away back to the office or whatever, the cameraman will turn onto the interviewer and they will stage those questions. So when they actually interview, and that format's worked since the beginning of TV, there's no reason why that can't work if it's of value on stuff, you know, on social media. But the mobile phone is the most ubiquitous production tool out. There is a fantastic little tool. I'm going to go and look for it at the moment. It's a little video thing. Clips. It's called Clips. You can video yourself, and then you can edit clips as well. So you can actually make yourself a tiny little ENG style documentary directly off your phone, all by yourself.
Right.
You know, by going to other pictures or whatever.
I'll tell you who's doing this really well, really well, and they're probably smashing it everywhere globally, and that is Jay Shetty. So go and check him out. It's an art about what he's doing. He has taken his intention for video is to create an art piece, and it's all to do with development of self. And it is fascinating how he's come from the UK. So he was a monk for 4 years, and he's literally just decided as a speaker on stage to take his content and deliver it via video. Right. And that's all he does. And he is one of the biggest influencers globally of this moment with video content. Wow, okay. But that's all he does is deliver it.
Who is he, sorry?
Jay Shetty. So it's J-A-Y. And then his last name is S-H-E-T-T-Y, Jay Shetty. Go and check him out. He's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. I think if you look at, to talk about long form, Facebook have just proven that they want to go long form by, they obviously own Instagram, and Instagram have gone from being just Instagram to Instagram TV, which mm-hmm. is a long form format. So it used to be 15 second videos, now it's up to an hour. Like it's just proof that Facebook want it to go in that direction. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
long form exactly.
is
going away.
I was going to say as well, when it comes to time, you summed it up earlier, Hacks, where you save videos to your phone, right? Because you haven't got time always to look at them now, but you do want to watch them, read them. Don't you think we're becoming more and more like that? You look at a box set, you won't watch it as you go, but I've been known to sit down, especially when it's raining hard, and watch three episodes or something.
Exactly.
If
exactly.
not more, back
have
to
you
back.
Have you been around my house? Back to back box sets.
Back to back box sets. Because you don't want to watch it and wait a week, do you? You want to sort of watch it all in one go.
Can I give you a viewing tip about that? Okay. If you're watching a box set, don't wait till the end to stop watching it. Stop it halfway through.
Right.
Because it's the only way you'll pull yourself away from watching a box set.
Mm. And then go back and finish it off another time.
And go back.
I was going to actually say as well, talk about influencers and films. There's a client of Hacks's, we won't mention the client, but they were having problems recruiting, weren't they, a new member of staff for a very specific role. And wasn't it after a party or something?
Yes, they have a monthly gathering with a bit of wine and so forth.
With their team. And Hacks did them a video about what it was like to work in this office, and it is really funny. And one of the guys even says, well, I love working here because I live around the corner. And someone else, you know, they're all a little bit not drunk, but they're a bit tipsy, you know, they've had a glass or two of wine. So this company that was not struggling but struggling to find the right person to apply for the job, off the back of that, which actually was their advert for a job, got more applicants than they'd ever had. An influencer again of actually
They filmed the whole thing themselves. They literally just put a camera up and they sat members of their team.
You?
They
yeah.
just gave me all the footage and we just edited it.
But this is what I wanted. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, the Hacks. Me personally, I'm not a video person at all. And I don't mean that.
That's why I do radio.
That's why I do radio. I mean, I don't like seeing myself on camera, and I don't like particularly being on camera. So if you came to me and said, Paul, you need to have video for your businesses or whatever, I wouldn't know where to start. I'd go, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to do it? As a small business, what do you recommend? What do you say to people that go, I understand I need a video, I haven't got a clue what to put in it? You know, what's the start point? What do you think about first?
Well, I think if you're going to produce video for yourself, you kind of need to kind of start training yourself to be put in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Because you've got to be kind of natural and get over that self-consciousness. So a good little tool for that is to, with your phone, talk to your camera on video for 30 seconds for 28 days consecutively. By the time you get to day 10, day 15, you've forgotten about the camera, you're not talking about socially, and then you get more and more genuine, you start talking about stuff that's much closer to your heart and whatever, and it's a really good exercise.
Right, okay.
But if you're gonna start off and you don't want to spend a lot of money and you want to get going on it, then do your frequently asked questions, the questions that your customers ask you about your business and about your product.
Okay.
And lean into those topics. That's a really great way, because you can talk to camera and say, you know, I've got a client, or my clients are often ask me this, and you can end up talking about it.
Right. Okay.
Or set yourself five questions, one of which could be about what your values are and why you do what you do, and again talk about that.
Right. Okay.
When we first started doing some video content for our social channels, just to get some, because as you said, it's gone in that direction. We needed to start doing it, and we really struggled when we first started. I'm fine at talking in front of people, so if I was at a public speaking event, not a problem. But standing in front of the camera, singly in front of the camera, and talking to it was really difficult for me. So what we started to do was to talk to each other. So talk to each other on the camera, and then sort of almost invite the camera into conversation as well. Yeah. But it just, having somebody in front of to talk to, for me, made it a lot easier. And obviously, I've got the benefit of being in the partnership, so it's easier. If you're on your own, it's difficult. Yeah, yeah. But you can find people in your industry or related that you could talk to. I think that's a good way of getting around it.
And pay attention to sound.
Yes.
Sound is the quickest thing that will kill engagement.
Yeah.
And I've got a microphone in this bag here that cost me £12, and it's a dual microphone. So I can put one on me, one on my interviewee, as it were, and talk. And it's like I'm talking on this microphone here in the radio station.
Yeah. That was the best investment we did recently as well. We originally were doing it off of the phone quality, and it's just not good enough. And you have to be somewhere very quiet and no echo. And to get one of them, it's a lav mic, isn't it? And they're perfect.
Although, interestingly, because I do quite a few recorded interviews for the studio, and my sound guys go, God, there's a load of background noise. I go, I was in a hangar with 200 people. Of course there's background. Sometimes it's a bit like, your Sky News scene where your outside broadcaster's got, cruise missiles going overhead. You can't go, shh, I'm on camera. Yeah. Sometimes that background hubbub adds authenticity to what you're doing.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
But you just need to be aware of the proximity of the mic and just make sure that if you've got a noisy background, put the microphone as close as you possibly can without picking up the purrs and the shares.
Yeah, absolutely.
They normally come with a wind protector as well. So you just put the wind protector on straight away and it stops it from picking it up.
So, Hacks, we're fast approaching the end of the show, unfortunately. We've only got a few minutes left. For you, what's happening next? Where's Prisma Broadcasting heading?
I morphed Prisma Broadcast from Hacks Media. Hacks Media really started its life as just making one video and delivering one video.
Yeah.
Now Prisma Broadcast is more about creating the strategy and creating lots of films, within the same time frame that can then be deployed over a certain period of time.
Yeah.
So I think that what we're experiencing for sure is that instead of the bigger productions, the bigger, 2 minute my story or, this is my company, it's all about the little snippets of information. I mean, I'll give you an example. Today, this morning I went to Amanda Flanders from who's doing the Tech Expo.
Yeah.
And we did, 15 little vignette videos that she's going to use over the next, between now and September.
I want to see the outtakes.
Yes, exactly. There were a lot.
Yeah.
But it's fun. That's the whole point. Because I told, we both agreed, don't rehearse.
Yeah.
Well, you know the content. We'll just find it and we'll get it. And it's delivered really naturally.
Yeah.
And then from here, I'm going to go up to to Maidstone to film the award. They're not winners at the moment, but this final selection for the Maidstone Business Awards.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do lots of little 30-second vignettes of why and who they are and so forth. And that's where we're going to go.
Mm.
And it's only then when you start following a line of communication or a theme that you will then start to find the content to create long form.
Fantastic.
And long form will be... won't necessarily be in social media.
Fantastic. Hacks, we could talk about this forever. Sadly, we're kind of running out of time. If people want to find out more about what you do and how you do it and to get in contact with you, what's the best way to do that?
On Twitter, I'm Hacks Filmmaker. On Facebook and LinkedIn, it's Mike Hacks. Hacks is kind of my brand, I suppose. And my website is prismabroadcast.com. And my email is hacks@prismabroadcast.com.
Fantastic. Hacks, thank you so much for that.
My pleasure.
Keep on keeping on with what you're doing. We love what you do.
Thank you.
It's great to see you again. And thank you so much for that. We're almost at the end of the show.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.